the rosary of God's will was introduced by the being, the presence of God's will. That being is a representative of the will of God, who is beyond the world of form. You have now heard from El Moya, who is a representative of the will of God in the world of form. So then, shall you not also hear from the being who is in the center of the figure eight flow between the world of form and the world beyond form? And thus, why talk about God's will without talking about God? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Do you think a human being spoke these words out of the lower mind? Nay, those words were spoken by me through the evangelist that you call John, but whose name is not important. For he was no more important than any one of you. Neither was Jesus Christ any more important than any one of you. Yes, Jesus Christ was the Son of God. But what is the folly in a human mind that believes that an almighty creator is capable of creating only one son? What is the folly of the mind of those who call themselves followers of the Lord Christ? Yet they have made a blasphemy out of his teachings and his example by setting him up as the only Son of God, thus creating a graven image that obscures the eternal reality that every human being is a son or daughter of God if they do what Jesus did, leave behind the human ego and the anti-will, and reunite with the will of God within them until they too can say, I and my Father are one. That is the cry I long to hear from every one of my sons and daughters on earth. Because then truly the earth will be free from the shackles of darkness in which she has been trapped for so long that no sane mind could possibly believe that this could be the will of a benevolent and almighty creator. And thus I am come to challenge that mind in the earth. And therefore, I, the creator of this universe, am challenging the anti-mind in the earth. I am challenging the anti-will. And I say, the people of earth and those who have ascended from earth have indeed decided that they will allow this mind no more in their beings and on this planet. And thus, your will becomes my will. And my will is then anchored through your will in the material universe, where I have allowed the will of the individual to rule over the will of the all. And thus I say, no more shall the consciousness that there is only one Son of God prevail on earth. It shall be removed, and it is removed this instant. The slate is wiped clean. And yes, human beings can recreate that consciousness. But everything that was misqualified up until this point is taken. It is consumed through the fire that I am. The out-breath of God consumes that which is anti-God. And the in-breath of God draws it all back into its origin, where it is purified and re-qualified into the vibration of love from which all originated. It has been said, his eyes cannot behold iniquity. And truly, I am not beholding iniquity through the eyes of the greater being that I am. But I have beheld iniquity through the eyes of the individual beings that I am, namely, yourselves. Without him was not anything made that was made. When you ascend to the level where you can serve as a creator who is given the freedom to create your own universe, the condition is that you must create everything out of yourself, out of your own being, because there is nothing else from which to create. And thus, you embed your own being in everything that is created. Every individual spirit spark is truly me, in individualized form. And every individual spirit spark is given free will. And when you are given free will, you can indeed choose to separate yourself from the body of God. And you can use your free will and the energy of my being flowing to you to create something that harms yourself and harms other parts of yourself. And this is why it has been possible for an entire planet to enter a downward spiral that has led to so many imperfect conditions on Earth. that it simply would not be possible or meaningful to describe what the earth would have been like if everything had been in alignment with the will of the All. The earth would be so different today that no human mind could fully accept it, could fully accept the purity and the potential that would be manifest on this planet. Yet precisely because I am within all life, I am myself in form through you. When a critical mass of individual spirit sparks decide that they will no longer accept these creations of the anti-will and the anti-mind, then I, the greater I, can work through the lesser I. And therefore, the lesser I and the greater I become one. Ah, and did Jesus not say, when thy I be single, thy whole body shall be full of light, the light of God. And in your Bibles, I is spelled E-Y-E, but the inner meaning is the I. And when your lesser I and your greater I be single, then the light of God will fill up your body, which is not just your physical body, but the body of the earth on which you live. And this is the magic that is not magic, but it seems so to the human mind. This is the I magic of the lesser I and the greater I becoming one. And thus I say, dare to be the I that you are. Dare to challenge every voice in your own consciousness, every voice in the world that calls you to see the little I and the greater I as separate. Challenge them, see right through them, rebuke them as did Jesus when he was tempted, and simply know that the lesser I is an individualization of the greater I, and thus there can be no separation. It is all an illusion, and it is an illusion that was created by the outer I, the E-Y-E, through the vision of the ego and the outer mind. And when the true I see through that vision and say no more, then the light of God will consume it and repolarize the inner energy of God to the purity of love, the perfect love that will cast out all fear that traps this planet in a consciousness of separation from the I. And so I bid you Godspeed, and I thank you for being myself in form. It is done. It is finished. It is sealed. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Peace on earth. Peace. And now I charge this communion with the light of God. For truly, the body and blood of Christ is the body and blood of God. Therefore, this is my body, which is broken for you. Take it and let it be the leaven that raises your consciousness, that raises the consciousness of the little I until it accepts that I and my Father are one. It is done.